The president might need to check his math. From the University of Michigan, this is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. President George Bush has lifted an executive ban on offshore drilling. He now wants Congress to lift its ban on the drilling. So this week in Ohio, speaking at a factory, President Bush once again talked about wanting to find more oil in the U.S.
One place where there is the experts say is a bountiful supply of oil, perhaps as much as 10 years worth at current consumption rates, is in the Outer Continental Shelf. That would be offshore America.
10 years, that's a lot of oil, right? But according to my calculator, the president's numbers don't add up. The Energy Information Administration estimates there's 18 billion barrels of crude oil available from the offshore supplies. Now, the U.S. consumes more than 7.5 billion barrels a year. That means 18 billion barrels would only last the U.S. less than 2.5 years, not the 10 years the president suggests. The United Nations headquarters in New York wants everyone there to wear less clothing. The UN says it will save a lot of money and reduce its carbon footprint by turning up the thermostats during the summer. The UN wants people to lose the suits and wear less. This is the Environment Report. Bicycles are just about as green as you can get. They're economical, they're great exercise, but, you know, a lot of people draw the line at hunching over those skinny, hard seats. Lucy Martin reports there are bikes that offer more ways to ride, whatever your age or size.
This pump gets used a lot, so sometimes it doesn't want to stay on.
The air pump beats the gas pump every time. Bikes are pretty simple to use. No gas, no bus fare. Check the tires and you're good to go. A lot of people who don't bike now wish they could, too. That's where recumbent bikes can help.
A recumbent is a bike where you sit down with your feet out in front of you. It's comfortable like your office chair. It's comfortable like the chair you watch TV in. It puts you in a seated position like the car you drive.
That's Peter Stull. Nearly 30 years ago, he took a one-room schoolhouse and turned it into a business called The Bicycle Man. The small store in western New York has become a magnet for shoppers interested in bikes that feel good.
We have a couple kinds of customers, and one is the customer who is a serious road bike geek for decades, and he just got a report from the doctor saying you can't because of wrist, neck, prostate, something. You can't ride anymore. Or maybe runner can't run anymore. And they really want to stay active.
Stull sees plenty of brand new bikers, too. They come in every age and shape. His motto is, ride before you decide, because there's so many variables to consider. Stull says recumbents can solve a number of common problems.
If you're uncomfortable, like have a pain issue on a traditional bicycle, this will probably eliminate it. If it's a hip or a knee issue, maybe it won't help. If it's a balance issue, then maybe a trike recumbent with three wheels.
John and Deb Wegman drove 90 minutes from Rochester to look for the right model.
Well, we wanted to try them because they're supposed to be very comfortable and a different kind of ride. And this is the place to come because you can't find them anywhere else. All the other bike shops have maybe one, and you can test drive it in a parking lot for 100 yards maybe.
There are a lot of active baby boomers out there who know they'll never be Lance Armstrong, but they still want to get out and ride. That's the sort of demand that could get recumbents into more bike shops across the nation.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. Your company or organization could become a sponsor of the Environment Report. Contact us at feedback@environmentreport.org.